Suzanne, can you tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing with something called CI Flow?
CI Flow stands for Coastal and Inland Flood Observation and Warning. And with CI Flow, what we're attempting to do is take what we do here at Severe Storms Lab very, very well, which is forecasting and monitoring of severe storms on a storm scale. And what we do is we go, okay, with that, we want to see what is going on in the atmosphere with that thunderstorm, put that rainfall into a basin, follow that raindrop all the way through that river basin so we would have water quality and quantity all the way to when it goes into the coastal ocean. And this project right now is focused in the Tar River Basin of North Carolina. It's a basin that has been affected heavily by hurricanes in the past, Hurricane Floyd, Hurricane Dennis. They were a 1-2 punch in the Carolinas. And a lot of people only think about hurricanes hitting a place once. Well, in this case, it hit several times. Florida, most recently, with the four, we call it the Fabulous Four. It wasn't so fabulous if you were in Florida, but there was four. And those cumulative effects of the hurricanes caused dramatic inland flooding. And what a lot of people don't understand is that the number one fatality from a hurricane or tropical system is actually inland flooding. 53% of the deaths are from inland flooding. Additionally, most of our weather-related hazards, the main fatalities, are also with rainfall, with flash flooding. So what we are doing with the CI Flow project in order to be able to monitor this rainfall and map it into river basins is to improve our ability to forecast flash floods in order to save lives and property, which is what our mission is with NOAA. And so with this, what we're going to be able to demonstrate in the Tar River Basin of North Carolina is going to be able to directly impact people across the nation in our coastal zones where more people are moving. We have half of our nation's populations are now living in coastal zones. That's a tremendous responsibility for what we have to do here in National Severe Storms Lab and inside of NOAA. And so with that, we are going to take this technology and be able to take it into the Gulf Coast areas. We saw what happened with Katrina. We've seen what's happened with Tropical Storm Allison. We also see what happens with winter storms, with nor'easters. We can't forget those large systems either because they do cause tremendous amounts of coastal flooding. And so the CI Flow, what we are looking at is being able to translate the science and demonstration of what we're doing in the Carolinas in order to provide services to all of our nation's coastal zones.
I'm going to stick with you for a second. Can you help me understand, right now, nationally, we do make flash flood warnings. How are you looking to advance that capability?
Well, currently within the operational structure of the National Weather Service, and I can speak to this, I have been a hydrologic forecaster and also a meteorological forecaster with service hydrologist responsibilities. Currently, within our structure, we have assigned forecast points in a river basin. But many of our offices do not provide forecast services for rivers if you have what's called a tidal reflection, where the water is going up and down and in multiple directions, both upstream and downstream. That's very difficult to model in our simulations, and so it's a very challenging science application with that. We do have those applications running for major river systems that impact our national economy. For example, the Mississippi River. We have a specialized model there that's able to handle the movement of the water upstream and downstream. But these are very expensive to put in, maintain, and use. So actually, if you live in a tidal zone area, like, for example, the Tar River Basin, if you are in an area that has a tidal reflection, you don't have a forecast point at this time. So what we're able to do here is with the CI Flow is work with the modeling structure at Office of Hydrologic Development, which is National Weather Service headquarters, work with them and go, hey, we have a service gap here and we have a tremendous opportunity to provide people very valuable information on weather and water. And so with CI Flow, what we can do is with the high resolution precipitation that we have developed here inside of National Severe Storms Lab, we can then put this in, have a high resolution river model that handles both the upstream and downstream water. And then from that, we can say, okay, we can provide you accurate water level forecasting at this point. which provides a whole series of services then to emergency managers. Are my roads flooded for evacuation routes? Have I placed a shelter where I have a problem with an inundation? Are these people going to be safe in my shelter? And so that's what we're offering through CI Flow, is a demonstration that we do have the capabilities to do this, and then we'll transition that into operations.
Kevin, let's go back to you. Do you want to add something on that?
Yeah, Suzanne did an excellent job describing the project. Some of the long-term vision we see for the CI Flow project can be used for things like land use. We have some scientists in our organization that really feel that we could run scenarios on what-if cases. So what if there was another hurricane that came up in a certain area? What would that mean for a runoff? And what does it mean for developers who are in a community that want to take maybe a parcel of land that is undeveloped right now, and there's an ecosystem balance right now in that area with that piece of land? What if they translated that? What if they built on that land? What if they changed it, the land, to, let's say, an industrial area with lots of concrete? How would that change the water flow characteristics and the runoff and the pollution and all those? So there's a lot of opportunity here for running what-if scenarios. Once we get this modeling structure in place, we see a lot of different kinds of uses for it, not just a predictive use for it.